Sound waves, we're still good.
Yep.
Hey, this is Kevin Stark from the Toy and Action Figure Museum in Pauls Valley, Oklahoma, and you're listening to the Comic Pop Library.
To an episode of Comic Pop Toying Around, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
Logan here.
And we are doing a new type of episode. Logan and I have always been collectors, mainly me, of toys and things like that. And we kind of did this with the cards, with buying packs that we see for a couple of bucks or a dollar. We're going to be doing that with some of the toys and things, because we've been getting into the blind bags and kind of having fun with those. And some of them might not even be blind bags. We might just talk about them. But the first ones that we're going to be doing is My Emoji.
Yeah, DC Memoji, Series 1
from DC. We got about 4 packs here. Logan and I are going to rip open a couple of packs and see what we got. Then we have a couple of loyal subjects that we found. One is for Attack on Titans, and the other one is Thundercats. Yeah. And we're going to do those last, since those are a little bit bigger. But first, the DC Emojis. Let's see what we got, Logan. You do yours, and I'll do mine at the same time. Ah.
Looks like I got a Joker.
Oh, I got a Batgirl.
Yeah, just frowny face
Batgirl. I don't think we have either one of these.
Well, we might have this Joker, but not sure. Don't think we have the Batgirl. This is kind
of a passive Batgirl, eyes closed. And the My Emojis. Yeah. The My Emojis, when I first saw these, I didn't think I'd get into them. But the more we bought and opened, they were like, these are kind of cute. Okay, we can do these. And as you can tell, these episodes will be kind of short. We don't do a whole lot. Yeah. They're just quick little fun episodes. Mm-hmm. I guess if we want to, we can do the others too.
Yeah.
We'll see. These are the next couple of packs. I got a Robin. A
Catwoman.
With a sly grin.
And the Catwoman's got basically the same type of expression as the Batgirl did.
Okay. We might have all the Catwoman.
Yeah, I think so.
One of the things with the My Emojis is that they had 3 emojis per character. So, and they have Batman, Robin, Batgirl, Catwoman, Penguin, Joker.
And Cyborg?
Cyborg. Was there another one?
Maybe.
I think that might be all. Yeah. So, but times 3, those are quite a few that you can get. So, we'll have to take these back and see if they're actually new for...
Oh, did they actually mention Harley Quinn?
Harley Quinn's in there, too. Yeah. Yes, I forgot about that one. And like I said, we've been getting these for a while, and they've been out for a while. These were at the dollar store, so we picked them up. And like I said, these are just have kind of a little bit of fun. Mm-hmm. And when we see stuff on clearance and stuff, because, I mean, we're not the richest of people. We kind of have to watch our budgets. But it's kind of fun to do these. Next up, we're going to do Thundercats and the Attack on Titans, Loyal Subjects figures. And we're going to... Oh, these are a little bit harder to open. Hey, man. Yep. And these are ones that are blind bagged, too. You don't know what you're going to get.
Yep, they're even blind bagged within the box.
Yep, even when you get the box open, you don't know what you're going to have until you actually open it up. And we're going to do these separately. We'll let Logan do his first. We already have a few of the Attack on Titans.
Yeah.
It would be cool if we could get an actual Titan, but I don't know if we will. But we'll see what we get here.
Looks like it's one of the... What is this? This guy.
Oh, we got the Flocked Levi. Mm-hmm. And this is actually a chase figure within the set, if I remember right.
I don't think so.
A variant, anyway.
Yeah, a variant, but... it's exactly the same rarity as the normal Captain Levi.
Okay.
The Levi Cleaner is the chase one. Well,
oh, okay,
the special chase ones are a gold Aaron Jaeger and a metallic Captain Levi.
Oh, yes. So this is the second flocked one we got of Levi, so that's kind of cool. And these little figures, the arms move up and down, the legs kind of move back and forth, and the waist swivel. And they do have weapons
along with them.
But we're not going to take those out right now.
Yeah. Do not want to lose those.
But there are... there's probably about more than six figures for these. How many are there in a
Let's see, there's Aaron, Mikasa, Levi, and Annie in battle.
Okay.
The Rainer in battle, the Flocked Levi, Aaron and Levi with mops instead of with swords.
Kidoke.
The metallic Levi and gold Aaron, and the Aaron title and the female Titans.
Okay.
Aaron Titan and female Titans.
So those are the ones that could do it. We're going to jump over. We have not gotten any of these, and they only had one left at the store. This is the Thundercats Classics line. You could get Mumm-Ra the Ancient, just regular old Mumm-Ra. Then they have another Mumm-Ra the Ancient, which has the cane and the opposite hand, which is a little bit rare. You have Gajah, which is another really, really rarer one. Then you have Lionel, Tigra, Chitara, and Panthro. They're pretty much commons. And then, besides those, you have two limited editions. You have Mumm-Ra, the Ancient Limited Edition, where he kind of has his staff across and holding it in both hands. And I don't know if there's any special paint or whatnot. And then you have a gold Lino. So there's a couple of, that'd be 10 figures in all. So we'll see what we got in this one. Like I said, this is the first time we've ever gotten Thundercats. We'll see what's in here.
Yeah, apparently one of the two Mumm-Ras that you first mentioned was battle damaged.
Okay, is that what it is? We got Chitara. That's who we got, Chitara, with her battle staff. And these are ones where figure collecting, I'm usually into the 3 3/4 or 6 inch, but we started getting into some of these Funkos and Loyal Subjects, and they are smaller in scale, but they're kind of cool looking sometimes. There are some that kind of were like, really? But then there are some that are kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been kind of fun getting into these. So Chitara's pretty cool there. Hey, I like this one.
Mm-hmm.
So as you can tell, do you want to do the others? We're at 10 minutes, basically.
Yeah, go ahead.
So these are going to take a while to go.
These are more...
We are going to go ahead and do the others that we got. We got some Mashems. Is that what they're called, Logan?
Yeah.
And I picked up two. They're a dollar a piece, folks, so they're a lot cheaper than what they were originally. I got two Guardians of the Galaxies, two Transformers, and two DCs. And Guardians of the Galaxies is Series 1. The DC ones is Series 1. And the Transformers is actually Series 3. Which one do you want to start out with, Logan?
Justice League?
Oh, I said DC, but...
Yeah. Close enough.
Yep. And it looks like there is 6 Mashems that you can get. These are a pain in the open. Bleep! Had to bleep that out.
Mm-hmm. I got mine.
Did you get yours?
Yeah, you just have to. You got Martian Manhunter.
Oh, that's a cool one. So what do they feel like? Are they really squishy?
They're a bit sticky.
They're a bit sticky?
Yeah.
So... These are ones when you pull them out, you're
going
to want
to... liquid in them.
Ooh, that's not good. Don't pop it. Don't pop it, man. Okay, let's see what we got here in mind. We got... Oh, I got Batman.
Nice.
Why is that so cool?
It's the blue.
Because I'm a Batman fan. That is cool. I got one that I would really want. So neat.
Nice.
Out of these, it looks like you can do Martian Manhunter, Batman, Aquaman, Superman, Green Lantern, or Flash.
Mm-hmm.
So we got two different ones. These are going to go right back into the pod since they are sticky. If you put these out, folks, be forewarned, they are sticky.
Yeah.
Which ones are we doing now? Transformer?
Yeah, I think so.
Transformers next. And this is Series 3. These I do not know names that well. I'm sorry.
There seems to be Megatron, Bumblebee, Optimus Prime, and who knows for three other people.
Yeah, we're not the biggest Transformers aficionados by any means. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, folks. I gotta...
Yeah, they're being annoying to open.
For $1 a piece, these weren't too bad, but for squishy things, I don't know if I'd want to spend a full price for a squishy toy. That's just not my style. But for $1 a piece, we'll buy some occasionally and see what happens. Yeah. I got mine.
Yeah, I'm still having trouble.
What did I get? I got somebody. Ooh, it's a silver one with a V-deal. I don't know what he is. Excuse me, I don't know what he is. Or who he is. It's a
Decepticon. I know that.
It is a Decepticon. That is true.
Looks like I got Optimus Prime.
Oh, cool. The main one. Mm-hmm. So Optimus Prime or Bumblebee is the ones we'd really want from that one. That's the ones I like.
Yeah. Because we actually know their name.
I don't know if this was... That's not Starscream, I don't think. Because I think Starscream is the orange and white one. Right next to Megatron. Not Megatron. Is it Megatron?
There is at least one Megatron.
Yeah.
In there, it seemed.
So next up, we have Guardians of the Galaxy. You can get Ronan, Groot, Rocket, Star-Lord with this mask on, Gamora, or Drax. Let's see what we get on these two. These are kind of fun, folks, but like I said, they're kind of sticky.
Yeah.
They'll be fun to get just to kind of throw around with, but yeah.
Probably not a main collection thing.
Not a main collection, but at $1 a hit. We can pick some up occasionally. Who'd I get? I got Gamora.
And I am Groot.
Groot! That would have been cool if we would have got Rocket. That would have been a perfect pairing.
Yeah.
Or if you would have got Star-Lord, then that would have been the perfect pairing too. See, this one doesn't have... Oh, there is liquid in it. Ew. It's just kind of weird. I can see where kids would like these because they're sticky. Kids like the sticky stuff.
Yeah,
but if you set these out, you're going to want them underneath some. If you're a collector, you're going to want them underneath something so the dust doesn't get on them, because that'll be a pain to dust.
Yeah, that would be horrible.
Yes, the dust would just stick to it.
Might want to freeze it first or something. I'm not sure how it would react to that.
I don't know either.
It might actually pop instead, but I think it has enough room in there that it wouldn't.
That's what I was thinking. It might pop. But that's going to be toying around. We're going to be getting blind bags and stuff like this just on clearance or at the dollar store just to see what we get. You'll never know what we'll have. It might be we'll do some mashems again because I know they have a lot more of those at the store. We might do some Funko Pop vinyls if we get those on, you know, a little bit cheaper price because, like I said, with everything that we're getting, we can't get everything at full price. Some stuff has to be regulated to the cheaper bins. Yeah. They are cool things, but and we'd love to support everything, but they're there's just no way we really can. And one of the surprises was the emojis. I really liked them more than I thought I would. And then the other big surprise was the
loyal
subject figures. Yeah. These are better than what I... Excuse me, these are pretty good. Yeah, they're pretty cool.
I'm pretty sure the three ancient Mumrals, one of them is normal, one of them is battle damaged, one's super articulated or whatever.
Oh, okay. Is that the differences? That's cool.
Yeah, multiple... Wait, maybe. That might just be a... Yeah, I think that's... Yeah, multiple points of articulation, hyperposable details.
Okay.
Not sure. That might just be all of them, yeah.
Well, I was wanting to get more of the Thundercats because they were there, and then when I went back to pick them up, they were sold out. And then today, when I just happened to be there, they had one! I don't know what happened for this one to sneak back out. And then we had some Attack on Titans before, and then this one popped out again, so I was like, well, we'll take a chance, see if we can get a different one. Alas, we did not. But it's still cool. Mm-hmm. Still cool. We got one that's new, Chitara.
Yeah.
And, of course, Captain Levi, he's got his flocked hair. Uh-huh. Fancy. Yeah. So, well, that's going to be toying around. That's what it's going to be like, guys and ladies. So you might enjoy it. You might not. There might be shorter episodes than normal because we're just opening and see what we get. So that's going to be the fun part of it. We might pull Jonathan in sometimes if he gets some blind bags and wants to open them on air as well. Just see what he wants to do. Uh-huh. So we'll see. Never know. One of the things we like to comment on is if you want to get in touch with us, you can do so through our Twitter or Facebook pages or accounts. Look up Comic Pop Library. You'll find us there. You can also email us at admin@comicpoplibrary. Send us a short note. We'll read it on a recording. So we'll be glad to hear from everybody out there. We also want to thank some of the podcatchers out there. We do put our podcast up on iTunes primarily, but there are some podcatchers that have collected us to have their listeners check out. So we want to say thank you to Podchaser, Player FM, Listen Notes, UBook, the Android podcast app, and Podlovin. We appreciate you guys picking us up and adding us to your catalog. That's probably going to do it for us. I don't think there's anything else that we can do. Logan's shaking and listening to the liquid slosh in these mashems. Yeah. I don't know, folks. We might get some more, but these are kind of different. Yeah. We'll see. But that's going to do it for us. We've been having fun. Hope everybody out there has been having fun opening our toys with us. We'll see everybody on the flip side. Bye now.
Bye.
Took away the prophet's dream for a prophet on the street. Now she's stronger than you know. A heart of steel starts to grow. All his life he's been told he'll be nothing when he's old. All the kicks and all the blows he won't ever let it show. 'Cause he's stronger than you know. A heart of steel starts to grow. When you've been fighting for
thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.